Okay. Today's Shir is Daf Mem Dalet. Begins the Mishnah. Hevi'u lefan of Meliach Tchila. If first he was brought something salty, or pas imoy, and he served bread together with the salty fish, which the purpose of the bread here, as we will learn in today's Shir, is not because he wants to eat bread, just because he wants to have something to eat the salty fish with. The halach is mevarach al meliach, so he makes the bracha on the salty item, or paitras a pas, and then he doesn't have to make a bracha on the bread. Why? Shapas tefelah, because the pas is considered subordinate to the meliach. Zeh klal, the Mishnah teaches us a rule, kol shu ikar v'imai tefelah, whenever you have a situation where you have the main food and a subordinate food, mevarach al ikar paitras a tefelah. You make a bracha on the ikar, and you don't have to make a bracha on the tefelah. So, before you even begin the Gemara, it's obvious, the Mishnah Brewer says this, really all the Rishonim say this, even if somebody's eating, let's say, a tuna fish sandwich, and he wants the tuna fish more, his main food now is the tuna fish, but he's eating a tuna fish sandwich, he's eating it for lunch. So obviously, he's eating a sandwich to eat, and bread becomes a crucial part of his meal, and he has to make a bracha hamaitzi. The issue here is, strictly, when the bread item, in our case, is being eaten only as a tefillah, not for its own purposes at all. And now the Gemara's question is wonderful. Ask the Gemara, Mika midi have a meliach ikar or pas tefillah. How could you ever have a situation that the pas, that the bread should be considered subordinate? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Achabere de Ravira, Amar of Ashi, Ba'ich leperis gnois ishanu. We're talking about people who ate peris gnois, the peris that came from the Kinneret, which are extremely sweet and extremely delicious. So the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, what happens like this. First, this person ate this very sweet fruit. He had such a sweet taste in his mouth, and we're going to learn the Gemara soon, that they used to eat large quantities. So now his mouth is so sweet, he wants to take something salty. So he took meliach. Now the salt is a little too much, so he takes the cracker or the bread to take care of that. And that's when the halacha is that you don't have to make a bracha on the bread. So the first thing Taisha says, what about if the bread came before? That means, even if you're eating bread as a tuffel to the maliach, but you didn't eat it together with the maliach or right after the maliach, you ate it before you ate the maliach. Or if you take a bite of a cracker before you take the herring, would you have to make a bracha or not? So Taisha says you would have to make a bracha. Taisha says it's that the bread, if the bread wasn't there, if you either ate the bread before or your bread only brought the bread afterwards, you would have to make a bracha on the bread separately. To the degree, the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, let's say that happened and you made a bracha on the herring without any intention to eat bread or crackers, then you decided, you know, I need a cracker, so you have to make a bari min mazonos. Well, let's say another case, you first ate a cracker, and then you only eat the herring. Then we also said you have to make the bari min mazonos first. Now when you come to bracha achrayna, so the bread was the tefillah, the cracker was the tefillah. Will you make a bracha achrayna, a separate bracha achrayna on the cracker, or the bracha achrayna on the herring be good enough? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and that's what most Paiskim Paskin, since you made a bracha rishayna on this tefillah, for whatever reason, you're going to have to make a bracha achrayna on it too. There's a shaila, the Chazan Ish asks a shaila, I think we mentioned it once here already. What is the lomdus of ikar and tefillah? There's two ways of understanding it. You could understand that the bracha of the ikar covers the tefillah, or you could say that where you have an ikar or tefillah, Chazal never told us that you have to make a bracha on the tefillah. So he brings a raya from Tosfos that the right way of learning is not that you don't have to make a bracha on the tefillah, rather pshat is that the bracha of the ikar works for the tefillah. Because Taisha says here that if the tefillah only came later, you have to make a bracha. But if we're saying that Chazal never required a bracha on the tefillah, so what's the difference when it came? Must be, says the Chazan Ish, that the way it works is that the bracha of the ikar works for the tefillah, and if it isn't there, it doesn't work. The other question, when you discussed this sugya of ikur and tafel that comes up always, is vegetable soup, or a food that's made out of a number of different ingredients that have different brachas. So first we have to remind ourselves something that we all learned together, that kol sheyesh bei mechameshes aminim, if it has chameshes aminim, and the chameshes aminim, something from the grain is there to give taste, it's not just ladabik, not just as a thickener, you have to make a bari min mezonos. So if you have a vegetable soup that has in it pieces of noodles, we certainly have to make a bari min mezonos. What is going to be the vegetable soup has different vegetables and fruits together. Or, let's say you'll have a dessert, a fruit dessert, that you'll have apples, pears, and strawberries. Apples and pears are our eights. Strawberries are hardama. What's the halacha? So, the Shulchan Aruch Rav again says, and I think everybody's more or less masking to this, that if they're not cooked together, you didn't cook it together, it just happens to be in one plate, what would be two good examples? One example would be cereal and milk. Another good example would be a fruit salad, where it's not cooked, it's just different fruits, and you know, they could have different brachas. You could have apples, pears, and strawberries in your fruit salad, and bananas. So there you have to make a separate bracha on each min. So you have to make a eitz for the eitz fruits and a adama for the adama products. But what about when they're cooked together? So again, if it's cooked in as a puree, so there you would go basaroy. You go after the what item, what product is the majority. What about if it's a vegetable soup that you can see chunks of fruit and vegetables in it? So the Mishnah Berurah still says that if it's all cooked together, you go after the roim. The Chai Adam says that even if it's cooked together, but each item is individually noticeable, nicker, you should make a separate bracha if they're different brachas. And I'll leave you with a shiloh to think about. Let's say you have a cooked dessert. You have, well, say, three ingredients in the dessert. Apples, pears, and bananas. They're cooked together. If you look at each ingredient individually, the bananas are the majority. But if you look at the apples and pears together versus the banana, there's more apple and pear together versus the banana. When we say we go basaroiv, do we look at the min? So then the banana is the roiv. Or do we go after the bracha, and there's more bari priyats here than bari priyadami here? So shout that I saw from Shlomo Zalman Aruch, I didn't see an answer. Continues the Gemara. Only if you had a mind specially, but it's a b'diavad. It's a b'diavad geitza. Rashi says you should only do the b'diavad. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, ki avizlina basrei Rabbi Yochanan, lemechel peres kenoiser. When we used to follow Rabbi Yochanan in order to eat peres kenoiser, kevina bei meya. If we had 100 people with us, makdinan leil kol chad v'chad asara. We gave each person 10. If we were 10 people, we got 100. The point is, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, what's the difference, a 10 or 100? The Peres Ganais was so delicious that no matter how many there were, and how few people or how many people there were, they would all be eaten up because people enjoyed them. The Kamei Menayu, 100 fruits of Ganaisa, have machzleit sona by tlasasoy. You could fill up a barrel that holds in it 3 son. Vachlei, and afterwards he would eat such a large amount of fruit, and mishtaba, and he would swear the like Tom Zuna, as if he didn't eat any food. Asked the Gemara Sunis at the Taita, how could he swear he didn't eat food? He just ate all this fruit. Elayim mizayin, he didn't eat anything that sustained him. What does it mean he didn't eat anything that sustained him? Usually when you eat a lot is a subjective word, but a lot, you get full and you don't want to eat more. Peres Kenoiser is so delicious and so appetizing, no matter how much you eat, you're ready to say, I ate none and I'm prepared to eat more. Rav Avuah ate so much Peres Kenoiser, Adav Shark like Dudve Mapose. The pores of his face were exuding this fruit juice, and if a fly hit his face, it would slide off. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Av Achla, Ad Nos Mizayu. They ate so much until their beard started to fall out. Shem Elokish Av Achla Ad Mor. He used to eat so much until he got delirious from all the fruit juice, from all the sugar in his body. Vamle Rav Yochanan Debei Nasiya. Ham Mishadale Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Balusha Besrei. Yochanan used to send to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Belushi means police, he used to send people, or Maisla Lebeisei, and brought him to his house. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi said, Omar, Irach is Hoysla Yana Melech, Yana Melech had one city, Bahara Melech, that's the name of a place in Etzrol, Shayoy Maitri Menesh Shishim Rube Saflai Tris Lekotze Te'enim Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. First Taich, and then I'll tell you what it means. They used to produce 60,000 barrels of tuna fish. 600,000 barrels of tuna fish for the people. They used to pay their employees. They used to give them meals. So they needed so much tuna fish to give their employees to eat that in 1 week, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, they used up 600,000 barrels of fish. Kostu Ravin Omar, Ilan Achar Hayal Yara Merech Bahar Melech, he had one tree. And Har Melech, Shemidim Men Aboim saw Goyzlis, that they used to take off 40 saw pigeons, Mishalos Breaks Bechodesh. 3 times a month, so many pigeons grew, they don't grow out of the tree, but they were bred on this tree, that you could take off 3 times 40 saw. Kiyos Rav Yitzchak Amar, Irach Sois Beit Yisrael, there was one city in Yisrael, the Gufnes Shema, the name of this city was Gufnes. Shoy by Shmoinim Zugas Achim, Kahanim, Nesum L'Shmoinim Ach Zugas Achis Kahanis. There were 80 pairs, there were 80 couples. What were these couples? The 80 men were brothers, all Kahanim, and the 80 women were all sisters, the daughters of Kahanim, they were all Kahanis. Obatka Rabban, that was in one city in Israel. Obatka Rabbanim Sur of Adah, and Rabbanim checked in all of Bavel from Sur up to Nadah, the Loyash Chud, they never found such a situation. They found one couple, Ma'ar Bebanseh, the Rav Chizda, daughters of Rav Chizda, that have Nesivin L'Rami Bachama, Ulamak Bachama. That was the only case that they found that two brothers married two sisters. Vavgav the Inikans, and there wasn't a case that both the man and the woman were Kohen. Only the women were daughters of Kahanim. Inu, the men, Lavakanim, weren't Kahanim. There's an interesting thing. You know, there's the Tzavas of Yehuda Chassid. The Tzavas of Yehuda Chassid gives various restrictions about Shidduchim. And one of the things he says is that two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. From our Gemara, we see that 80 brothers married 80 sisters. So, what do you do with the Tzavas of Yehuda Chassid? So, there's a lot of things that I said. The two main answers are as follows. One is, this is a raya, this is a proof that the Tzavas of Yehuda Chassid was only said to his children. It doesn't affect all of Klal Yisrael. Another pshat is that this was before Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So, in those times when Klal Yisrael, as we see from the Gemara that we're learning, we'll talk about it more today, were on a very high level of Kedusha Tahara, they didn't have to worry about Ayin Hara, they didn't have to worry about the ill effects of 80 brothers marrying sisters. But in a time when we're not on that Madrega, we have to worry. Omrav, Kos Suda Sheim by Melech, any Suda in which salt is not served, any Suda is not really considered a proper meal. Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Yoichran, Kos Suda Sheim by Srif, any Suda where soup is not served, any Suda is not a proper meal. And that's why many people have a minig that by Chasna or by Mitzvah they serve soup. It's not only because of the caterer. Zok the Mishnah. Achal Anavim Teinu V'Remoinim, if somebody ate grapes or dates or pomegranates, is the Alacha Mevarach Akrayim Shalosh Brachos Divrei B'Gamliel. B'Gamliel says that you have to say Birchas Hamazon not only on bread, as we've been learning, but even on any of the Shivas Haminim, as we'll explain in the Gemara. V'Cham Ha'imim Baruch Achas Mein Shalosh. You make an Elam Echiyo on one of the Shivas Haminim. Rav Kiva Ma'afilo Achal Shalat. Even if you ate cooked vegetables, for whom is Zayinai? But that's your meal. Your meal is cooked vegetables. Mevarach Lov Gimel Brachos, then you have to say Birchas Hamazon. Says the Mishnah, Hashoy Samay L'Tzmoy. Somebody drinks water because he's thirsty. So, there's a machloikis, what is the bracha rishoyna? The Tanakam, which we do, Bevarach Shakonim B'dvar, says you make a shahakal. Rav Tarfenoimer, that the bracha rishoyna on water, which you drink when you're thirsty, is Bari Rifash Yisrael V'chasroinim. We know Bari Rifash is generally bracha achroinim. He says it's bracha rishoyna. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah, the first thing we learned in the Mishnah was that Rav Gamliel says that Birchas Hamazon is said even on the Shivas Haminim. Ask the Gemara, my time to Gamliel, what's his background? The Ksiv. Eretz Chita V'Soyra. The person first starts with the word Eretz, meaning Eretz Yisrael, and mentions the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. The Ksiv in the Pasuk continues. Eretz Ashalai B'meskenes Toicha B'alechem. It's a land where there's no poverty. Again, the word Eretz. And then the next Pasuk says, the Ksiv Achat V'Savat V'Rachtos Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara learns that Achat V'Savat V'Rachtos Hashem Elokecha, or Gamliel learns, goes back to the first Pasuk. To the Pasuk that mentions the Shiva Saminim. And the Dechiv to say Brich Samazin is not only on bread, but it's all Shiva Saminim. Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because they say Eretz Hefsek Inyan. Since it says the word Eretz at the beginning of the Eretz Hashleib, it separates between the Pasuk of Achat V'Savata and the Pasuk that mentions the Shiva Saminim, and that Pasuk only mentions Lechem, so we only have a Chiv to bench by Lechem. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Eretz Hefsek Inyan. The Rabbanan seem to be saying something that makes a lot of sense. That Eretz, the second pasuk of Eretz Yisrael Meskenes Toicha B'Lechem, is an interruption. So how could you say V'chata V'Savata V'Rechta goes on the previous pasuk? And says the Gemara, the word Eretz in the second pasuk is for a different din. A din that we learned. Homi Baile Lemute Kaisa Sachita. If somebody chews raw wheat, the brach is not Hamaitzi, the brach is Hadam. If you eat anything that has in it one of the five grains, and it's not bread, it's the bracha rishon is mezaynus, v'psayt bracha achs mein shalosh. You make al mechia as a bracha achrayna. Amr Mishum and Levi, Koshim is Shiva Saminim. If you eat one of the Shiva Saminim, the Tchilim of Arabar Priates, the Brach Rishon is a Bar Priates, but beside Brach Ach's main Shalish, the Brach Achrayna is also the main Shalish. Amr Abayler of Dimi, my Nihu Brach Ach's main Shalish. What is the Nusach of the Brach main Shalish? Amr, so first he told them, Apridates, what is the Brach when you eat a fruit? The Brach is our Eitz, our Priates, Vatanuvas Asada, on the bounty of the land, on this wonderful, beautiful land, that you bequeathed to our fathers, that we should eat of its fruit and satiate itself from its goodness. Racham Hashem al Kenei Yisrael Mecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on his nation Yisrael, Yishlaim Ircha, on Yishlaim v'Megdashcha, on his base of Midrash, on his Bechacha, on the Mizbeach, with 70 Yishlaim Yikachecha Meri Yemenu, Yishlaim should be rebuilt immediately in our days, V'aleinu L'soicha, so we should be able to come into Yishlaim, for some Chenba, we should be happy, with some Chenba B'Vinyonoi, Kato T'toy V'Metev L'chol, because you are good. The Chamesh Saminim, what is the Nusach by the Chamesh Saminim? Ala Mechiv Al Kakola, and what gives us life, and gives us sustenance, V'atnuv V'sasada, and then you continue with the same Nusach. V'chaisim ala aretz v'lamichya. Ask the Gemara, michta b'may chosim. So the Gemara's question is referring back to ha'etz. When you make ala michya, how do you end the bracha of ala etz? What's the question? Because the halach is, and we'll learn it, that in the end of a bracha, when you're finishing a bracha, you're only allowed to speak about one subject. So when you're making a bracha m'achs mein shalish on a mezaynus, you say ala michi v'alkakola, so you speak about sustenance. That's only one subject. But when you speak about a oritz v'alaperis, that's already two subjects. Oritz, is that considered two subjects? And it would be a problem, or is it one? So the Gemara says, ki osrav dim amr v'chav, choysim b'resh chodesh. How do we end the bracha by Muslim b'resh chodesh? We say, baruch mekadosh yisrael b'resh chodeshim. So just like you say yisrael b'resh chodeshim, even though it seems like two subjects, it's essentially one subject. Here too, it's only one subject. Hachmai, what is the end of the bracha by the bracha Achman Shalosh? Rav Chisda Amar al Oretz Fel Perisah, and that's Yisrael and its fruit. Rav Yochanan Amar al Oretz Fel Perois, not Perisah. Amar Rav Amram Vlai Pligi, there's really no disagreement. Hold on, we in Chutz La'aretz say al Oretz Fel Perisah because we're praising Israel. Halahu, they in Etz Yisrael only say al Oretz Fel Perisah. Maskler Rav Nachman Yitzchok says this doesn't make sense. Inu Achli, they're eating from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and they don't mention Eretz Yisrael. Vanan Mevarchim, we're eating Chutz La'aretz fruit, and we're mentioning Eretz Yisrael El Eipach, and therefore you should turn it around. In Israel, you should say El Eretz El Peres. In Chutz La'aretz, you say El Eretz El Peres. Rav Chisda Amar El Eretz El Peres, and Rav Yochanan Amar El Eretz El Peres. Before we turn the blot, a few halachas. Firstly, the Stipler says, it's a very sensible thing what he says, let's say somebody's eating Israeli fruit and American and Chutz La'aretz fruit at the same time. So there you say, Al-Aretz v'al-Perisah. So what do you say? Al-Aretz v'al-Perisah or Al-Aretz v'al-Peris? So he says you say Al-Aretz v'al-Perisah. because you're better off mentioning it at Israel, and that'll include the Chutzlaritz fruit, than vice versa. Now, the first question, Ramosha has a question. Why when we eat in Eretz Yisrael, Mizoinus, don't we say Mechiosa? Just like when we mentioned Israeli fruit, we should mention Israeli Mizoinus.
It's American wheat.
Right. Well, let's say they're using Israeli wheat. Or, the Satmar Rebbe asks, why when you drink Israeli wine, don't you say Al Gafna? Because you're speaking about Israeli wine. So, the Netziv explains what's the difference between fruit versus cake or mezainis and wine. Mezainis and wine have human processing involved. So Eretz Yisrael is not that noticeable in it because it was already human intervention. On when you eat fruit, there is no intervention other than just the plain fruit, and that's why we can mention El Periseho specifically by fruit. What's the halacha if somebody drinks wine and also eats mezainis? So you're supposed to mention both in the Alamechi. You're supposed to mention both the wine and the mezainis.
Is the order makif?
What?
The order.
The order is not makif. You should say mezainis first, but it's not makif. But what's going to be if you only said one? You only mentioned Alamechia and you drank wine. Do you have to make another brach or not? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that unless when you said Alamechia, you specifically had in mind that it should work for the wine that you drank, you have to make a new bracha. It doesn't automatically cover it unless you had it in mind. And you shouldn't really have it in mind. The right thing is to say both, not just to cover with Alamechia.
If you forget at the beginning and then you remember by the Sima,
then you're fine. And you're fine. Continue to Gemara. Am Rav Yitzchak Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Alabeya. Bey means eggs. Val mina kufra. On meat. Betchilim avarach shakol. Brach rishon shakol. Upsayt bari nefashos rabbis. At the end, the brach is bari nefashos rabbis. Av yarka. On vegetables, loy. You don't make a brach achroi nebari nefashos. Why? Because vegetables aren't that choshev, and that's why you don't make a brach achroi. Rav Yitzchak Amar afil yarka. Even when you eat vegetables, avamayala. When you drink water, then you don't make a bar in the fashas. Papama, afilamaya. Even on water, you always should make a bracha kroid. Mazutra ovit krav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Mazutra acted like Yitzchak bar Avdimi, and he only made bar in the fashas on meat and eggs. Rasim Rashi ovit krav Yitzchak, that he made a bar in the fashas even on vegetables. Visimonach, if you want to remember who held like whom, chat trei v'trei kechad. Mazutra is only mentioned with one name, Mazutra. He acted like the person who's mentioned with two names, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdim, him and his father's name. Rav Simi Bar Ashi is mentioned with two names of it, but he acted like Rav Yitzchak is only mentioned with one name. Amar Rav Ashi, Adnaz Zimna, Dichim Echardna, if I remember Avidna Kakula, then I do like everybody and I say a bar in the fashas and everything. Tanan. There's a Mishnah Masechta Nida. The Mishnah Masechta Nida says, "Kol shetam brach l'achrof, anything that requires a bracha achroina, tam brach l'fanov, requires a bracha rishoina. V'yei shetam brach l'fanov, however, there are items that require bracha rishoina, vein tam brach l'achrof, but don't require bracha achroina." So Bishlam L'Ritzabar Avdimi, what's the example of something requiring a bracha rishoina, not a bracha achroina?
Yeah.
A fukiyarka. The only vegetable. The vegetable will have a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achroina. The Rav Yitzchak, it's also okay. Lefukimaya. Water will have a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achroina. El Rapapa, lefukimaya. According to Rapapa, that he says even on water, you have to make a bracha achroina. What does it come to exclude? Lefukimitzvahs. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah, there's no bracha achroina. Ask the Gemara. Will have named Marava, the people in Eretz Yisrael. The boss, the Masakit Filayu. After they took off their tefillin, mevarchi, they used to make a bracha. Ashek v'shonam mitzvah lishma chukav. So they used to make a bracha even after a mitzvah. So we're back to where we started. What is the item that has a bracha rishoina, not a bracha achroina? Lefuki mai, lefuki richni. That on when you smell yesterday a fragrance, we learned the Gemara. There's a bracha rishoina, not a bracha achroina. So Taisa says, why don't we make a bracha achroina? Why don't we make a bracha when we take off the tefillin? So Taisa says, we don't make a bracha when we take off the tefillin because they used to wear the tefillin all the time. When did they remove the tefillin? When the halacha required them to take off the tefillin. At night, for Shabbos, for Yontif. So it's appropriate to make a bracha, lishma chukav, they have to follow the rules of Hashem that I've taken off the tefillin. We, who don't wear tefillin all day anyway, so we take off the tefillin every time just because we finished davening, so it's inappropriate to make the bracha. Ask Tosfos, in fact, the Nida Tosfos asked this question, even according to the Manda Omer, that they made a bracha after tefillin. So you found an example where they make a bracha after mitzvahs. But all the other mitzvahs, you know, nobody says you make a bracha. So why didn't the Gemara say, all other mitzvahs, you don't make a bracha after you make the mitzvah? We have a perfect example. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have said it. But the Gemara, once the Gemara doesn't have a hard and fast rule on all mitzvahs, that you don't make a bracha achrayna, the Gemara looked for a different example. Another teretz that I saw was that the Gemara really doesn't like the teretz of mitzvahs, because mitzvahs is a birchas ha-mitzvahs. And our Gemara is talking about birchas ha-nenin. So the Gemara wanted to stick to the subject of birchas ha-nenin.
So why didn't we go to Rikon first?
That's always good from having me. So why, Taka, don't you make a bracha achrayna on Rechani? So some Rishonim say because the hana of a fragrance immediately gets absorbed. There's no lingering effect. You smell the fragrance and it's gone. But the Rishonim and the Achronim ask the problem with that shot, because we're going to learn a Gemara that they said Berachas HaMazon on the mon. Now mon, the pasuk says, is lechem abir. What does the lechem abir mean? It automatically got absorbed into the body. If we're saying that anything that automatically gets absorbed into the body, you don't make a bracha achrayna, so how can they make a bracha achrayna on the mon? So they say the pshat why you don't make a bracha achrayna on a fragrance is like this. What's the halacha? We learned the Gemara that if somebody only eats a very small amount, so since what he ate is not chashiv, so even though a bracha rishoni you always have to make, you have to eat something chashiv. We're going to learn in the next parak what the shear is in order to make a bracha achrayna. A smell, a fragrance, by definition, is never chashiv enough. It's always like a chatzi shir, and that's why a bracha achrayna is not required. Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav, Koshu Kabeya. Any time you'll have a food, that how much volume of food do you have? The volume, the size of an egg, Daya Tavim Menu. An egg is the best. Kiyasu Rav Amar, Tava Bey Mugugalta, an egg that's Mugugalta, that means it's like cooked, like soft boiled. Mishita Kaisa Sult, it's better than 6 measures of fine flour. Kiyasu Rav Dima Amar, Tava Bey Mugugalta, Meshita. A soft boiled egg is better than 6 measures. Mitoisa is a roasted egg, is mi'arba. Mivashelta, a cooked egg, which would probably be like a hard boiled egg. Kalshu kabeya, if it's the size of an egg, bay type of menu, then an egg is better. That's the best you could get for that size. Babamabisu, besides meat, meat is better than eggs. Rav Akiva Amafil Achal Shalak, even if you ate cooked vegetables and that's your meal, you make your veg. Ask the Gemara, Mika Midid Av Shelk Mazoni, how could you say that cooked vegetable is a meal? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi B'Klak Shel Kruf Shanu. We're talking here about a stalk of cabbage. Tan Rabbanan, T'choil is the spleen. Yofel Shnayim, it's good for the teeth, the Koshel B'nei Ma'ayim, but it's not good for the intestines. Kreshin, which is leek, is Koshel Shnayim, it's not good for the teeth, the Yofel B'nei Ma'ayim, but it's good for the intestines. Kol Yerek Chai, if you eat raw vegetables, myrik, it gives you a bad complexion. The kol cotton, if you eat something that's small, we're going to explain everything, maktin, it impedes the growth. The kol nefesh, if you eat a whole living item, meshiv nefesh, it brings strength to your nefesh. The kol karvel nefesh, anything near the soul, we'll explain this tomorrow, meshiv nefesh. Kruv lemazoin, cabbage is wonderful for mazon. V'tardin is beets, are good for refuah, for healing. Oil alabayis shalefis oivres b'tachav, but woe is to the home that has turnips in it. And that Gemara explains this price. Amar ma'av. T'chol yofl shnayim. Spleen is good for the teeth, v'kosh le'menei ma'im, but it's bad for the testin. So how do you eat it? Ma'itakante. Says the Gemara, nila say, you should chew it, so you'll get the benefits for your teeth, v'nijdei, and then spit it out. Kreshin, leek, kosh le'shnayim yofl le'menei ma'im, it's good for the stomach. Good for the teeth, bad for the teeth, and good for the stomach. Maitakantis, what should you do? Lishakinu, you should cook it till it becomes liquefied. The nevlinu, then you'll swallow it so your teeth don't have to chew it. Kol yerek chai, moirik. The raw vegetables aren't good. Amar Rav Yitzchak, when? Besudu Rishonim Shalach HaKaza. They used to do a lot of bloodletting. We spoke about that. And when a person just let blood, and he's in a weakened state, eating vegetables is not good. Somebody who eats raw vegetables before the fourth hour of the day, you should not speak with him. My tama, mishim reicha. It brings bad breath. You're not allowed to eat raw vegetables at the beginning of the day. Amei mazutra of Ravashi have a yasvi. Amei mazutra of Ravashi were all sitting together for breakfast. Aisu kamayu yerchai koydim arbaoshos. They brought to them raw vegetables. Amei Ravashi ochel. Amei Ravashi ate. Mazutra lo yochel. Mazutra didn't eat. Amlei my daitach. Why aren't you eating? If you eat vegetables at the beginning of the day, you're not allowed to speak to him because of the bad breath. So he said, so that's the issue. So even if you're not eating, how can you talk to us? You're talking to us, and we're eating vegetables. So he said, I have a different version of what Rabbi Yitzchak said. You're only not allowed to eat it, but it has nothing to do with talking with bad breath. So that's why I don't eat it, but I have no problem talking to somebody who does.
So why can't you eat it according to that approach?
Because it's bad for the system, even without bad breath. Amar Rav Chisda, I feel kol katan maktin, if you eat something small, it impedes the growth. Amar Rav Chisda, I feel gadi brazuzah, even if you're eating goat meat, that's very expensive, if it didn't develop, don't eat it. V'loya moron, edloy spay river. When was it said? If it didn't develop 25% of its potential growth. Avlispa river, once it grows 25%, less lumbar, there's no problem. Call nefesh, mesh of nefesh. If you eat a whole thing, it'll help you, it'll give you strength. Amar papa, feel gilding the bay gilly. Even if you'll eat the fish, the small fish that swim by the swamp, so they swim by the swamp, so you would think it's not good. But since you're eating a whole small fish, that's very healthy. Kol karvo nefesh, anything that's near the neshama, near the soul, meshivs nefesh. What does that mean? Amar of Achba Yaakov unka, neck meat. Because where do you kill a behemoth? Where do we shuck the behemoth? By the neck. So that's karvo nefesh. That's close to where the nefesh leaves the body, and that's very good. Amar Rav l'shamay, Rav told his attendant, ki maisesli umtz the besra. If you go out to buy me meat, teroich vaseili. Go and buy me mehechadim karvalei bei baruch. From where they make the bracha? Why? When you shecht an animal, you make a bracha. Where do you shecht the animal? By the neck. So it's another way of saying, bring me neck meat. Kruv l'mazon. Cabbage is good for sustenance. V'tadin l'refuah. Beets are good for refuah. Ask the Gemara, kruv l'mazon and l'refuah loy. Is cabbage only good for sustenance? Not for refuah. V'tanya, we learned in a braisa. There are six items that bring refuah. Michal, if he's sick, refuah, refuah, and you should know that those, that healing is it's a good medicine. Vele, kruv, is cabbage. Tardin is beets. Mesisin, dvash is honey. Vekeva is the stomach meat. Veheris is womb meat from the animal. Veseris are covered. And diaphragm. So you see that kruv is a refuah. So what are you saying that kruv is only mazoin? Here we see that kruv is even, cabbage is even refuah. And says, Gemara, you're right. Kruv afl mazoin. Kruv is both. It's good food for sustenance, and it also brings a refuah. Continues the Gemara. Oilei lebayis shalefes aberes betaychay. Woes to the house that has turnips on it. Ask the Gemara, eini vamalei rav l'shamei ki chazes lifta b'shukah. If you see turnips in the marketplace, like Timothy be my correct rifter. You shouldn't even ask me what I'm going to eat with my sandwich. You could be sure I'm going to eat turnips. So you see that he ate turnips. That's the Gemara. Amar Abaye mebli basar. If you eat the turnip without meat, then it's a problem. If you eat it with meat, it's fine. Rav Amar Abaye yayin. If you eat it without wine, it's a problem. With wine, it's fine. Itma Rav Amar Abaye basar. If you eat it without basar, without meat, it's a problem. With it, it's okay. B'shmul Amar Abaye eitzim. Without wood. What does it mean without wood? If you don't cook it. But if you cook it a lot, put a lot of wood under it, it's fine. Rav Yochanan Rav Yain, if you drink it without wine, if you eat it without wine, it's a problem. Amalei Rav Rapapa. Sudni. He called him Sudni because Sudni means beer maker. And Rapapa was in the business of making beer. Anan tavrinah labes v'chamra. We were wealthy people, so when we wanted to eat turnips and we were concerned about the ill effects, so we ate meat with it and we drank wine. However, atin deloy nechafish v'chamra. You're in the beer business, not in the wine business, so you don't have wine to wash down the turnips. So how do you break? Tavris means to break. How do you break the strong effects of it? Amlei b'tzivi, with wood. I cook it a lot. Like the wife of Rapapa, Boston of Ashla, after she cooked it, the turnips, so she used 80 pieces of wood, 80 logs, to cook the turnips to make sure that they were well cooked and wouldn't have any bad effects. Tanrabonim. That cut meliach, small, salty fish. Pam shumemis, sometimes they could kill a person. When? B'shiva, if you eat it on the 7th day after they were salted, b'shvasser on the 17th, or b'esser b'shiva on the 27th day after they're salting. V'amriloi b'esser b'shloisha, also on the 23rd day from salting. V'loi amaren el b'matvi v'loi matvi, if they're roasted, but not completely roasted. Ava matvi shaper, if they're well roasted, less limbo. But loy matvi shaper, loy amaron, ed loy shasi basi shikra. It's not a problem if you don't drink beer after it. Ava shasi basi shikra, if you drink beer after it, less limbo. This is the makaf and the minik, why we drink al-chaim after we eat fish. Because the Gemara says that after you eat fish, if it's not properly salted, properly roasted, it could bring problem. That's why you should drink al-chaim. And that's why people dafka drink schnapps, not wine, because schnapps is similar to shikra. You want to drink something that's a shahakal, not a hagefen. We learned in the Mishnah. Hashay samayin l'tzimoy. If somebody drinks wine because he's thirsty, so we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, what is the bracha rishayna? It's either shahakal or bari nefashos. But the Mishnah went out of its way to use the lashon l'tzimoy because he was thirsty. Lefuki mai, what's the Mishnah trying to teach us? Amrav, idi bar oven, lefuki l'man dechank tsei umtsa. Somebody who's choking, if he's chas v'shalom choking, and then he drinks the water just to take care of that, he doesn't make a bracha. And Tosfos paskins, and this is the halacha. If somebody's choking, and he drinks water just because he wants to clear his throat, or he's taking a medicine, Tosfos says, and he drinks the water to get down the medicine, so if it's water, and you're not drinking the water because you're thirsty, you don't make a bracha. But if it's another type of beverage, you know, let's say you're taking your medicine and you're drinking it, and you're taking it down with juice or soda. Well, let's say you want to clear your throat and you're drinking soda or juice, then you make a bracha even then, even though your purpose is not l'tzima, even though your purpose is not for thirst, your purpose is l'chank te umtsa.
You're choking. You make a bracha.
Okay, obviously you're not choking to that degree. If you're choking to that degree, just drink. There's an interesting shaila. What's the halacha on Erev Yom Kippur, or before a fast, and a person is drinking because, not because he's thirsty, but because he wants to build up liquids in his body. He wants to build up the supply of liquids in his body. Would you make a bracha? So if you're drinking not water, so for sure, like Tosfos says, you would have to make a bracha rishayna. But let's say you're drinking water before a fast. Do you make a bracha then or not? Because your purpose is not for thirst. Is that considered chank tzei umtso or not? The Aruch HaShulchan says you do make a bracha under those circumstances, but interesting, the Imri Emes says you don't. Continues the Gemara. Rav Tarfon Amar Bar in the Fashas Rav Chasroinen, that the bracha rishayna on water that you drink because you're thirsty is Bar in the Fashas Rapis. Amlei Rav Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. Vamlei Rav Yosef, he asked Rabbi, or he asked Rav Yosef, Hilchasimai, what is the halacha? What is the bracha rishayna on water that you drink because you're thirsty? I'm like, puk chazi mayam dvar. Let's go see what the world does. And what does the world do? The world makes a shahakal. And that's what halach is, that the bracha rishayna on water, if you're not chink se umtza, is shahakal, not barin nefashis. The bracha achrayna is barin nefashis. But again, we review something we spoke about. You have to make sure that you drink it up in the right amount of time, and the shiur takes to drink a revius. If you're drinking coffee very slowly, you have a problem with the bracha achrayna.